I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The water taps in Cape Town, South Africa, will not hit that existential wall called Day Zero. They will not be going dry, at least not in the next few months. That is the latest news on the city's water crisis. We've been following that story pretty closely here at The World, but another radio outfit has been following it a lot more closely than us. That'd be Smile 90.4 FM. It's a Cape Town station that's made covering the city's drought-driven water crisis its mission for the past year. From our Livable Planet desk, reporter Daniela Cheslow recently paid the station a visit.
Remix of Miriam Makeba's classic Pata Pata kicks off the morning for listeners to Smile 90.4 FM. The station's mix of music and news in English and Afrikaans reaches about 170,000 listeners a day in this city of 4 million people. And lately, it's become a leading source of information about Cape Town's water crisis.
Smile Water Report.
And with your latest update, here's Smile 90.4 FM's water reporter, Saya Pierce-Jones.
Let me be completely honest with you. These days, when it comes to getting clean, I've started taking 10-minute long showers, but I'm only using 5 litres of water each time. How, you may ask?
That's Saya Pierce-Jones, who early last year became the station's full-time water reporter. She used to be a general assignment journalist, but in January 2017, Pierce-Jones got an unsettling piece of news.
I was in the newsroom and I got an email from the city telling us about the consumption levels, the dam levels, and when I worked out some of the numbers, it was really, really scary.
Scary because the city's main reservoir, they call them dams here, was around 40% full. There was no rain in sight, and Pierce-Jones felt a lack of urgency around a looming crisis.
No one was keeping track of what is our daily water usage, what are our dam levels. Now suddenly the bigger picture, and that we were sitting in January, we weren't going to get any rain up until our winter rainfall season, and this, what was left in the dams at this rate of consumption, was going to have to last us and didn't look like it would.
The city was running out of water. Pierce-Jones saw a big story, and her boss, program manager Clive Ridgway, saw an opportunity.
There wasn't enough information in Cape Town at the time, and we also felt that we wanted to differentiate ourselves in terms of actually being the first radio station to give the necessary attention to the water crisis.
When the Tierwaters Kloof Dam was originally built, the department's engineers say it was essentially designed to fail at 10% full.
Pierce-Jones began filing 8 water reports a day. She went to government meetings. She visited the dams. She met students keeping their rugby fields alive with recycled laundry water. And she gave tips for saving water, like that 10-minute 5-liter shower.
How, you may ask? Well, that's because instead of actually using the shower, I now use a 5-liter garden pressure sprayer. Basically, I boil some water, fill this little inexpensive device, pump up the pressure, and let it spray. A big thank you to our Smile Water Warriors for sharing this idea. And if you have any other great tips on ways
Pierce-Jones
to save,
followed the water beat through another dry winter. When rains didn't come, the city got more assertive about its water message. The mayor warned of a day zero when the taps would run dry. Then came tight water restrictions of 13 gallons a day per person. The growing crisis moved from the fringes to the front of everyone's mind.
If it doesn't rain like they're expecting, we are in big trouble.
On the day we met, I followed Pierce-Jones to a conference on how the crisis will affect industry in the city. Dozens of business leaders attended.
And they're struggling at the moment with big conference guys that are on the phone every second day saying, listen, we're probably going to cancel our trip to Cape Town because we're so worried about this crisis. So I think the report for today will be about, you know, the message that's going out there to businesses to say, start thinking about climate change, you know, adapt or die kind of thing.
Smile 90.4 FM's decision to cover the water crisis closely seems to have hit the spot with listeners.
You know, we're becoming so innovative in saving water, and they give such great tips.
Estelle Mati is a longtime listener to the station. She says the water-saving advice has helped her change her routines, but she also appreciates that the station is doing real reporting on the crisis.
We need to know in-depth what's going on at every dam, and we want to know what the government is doing. Because we are told not to believe everything on Facebook, I would rather want to hear it from a reputable person who is on my radio, who I trust.
Recently, the Regional Environment Ministry gave Smile Radio an award for its work, the only one it's given to a media outlet in the water crisis. And in the past few weeks, there's been a note of relief in the station's water news.
7 o'clock, a very good morning to you. My name is Mornay Esben. City officials say there's a small chance of some good rain this coming winter season, but they remain confident that Capetonians will not see a day zero scenario, at least not this year.
The city now says day zero won't happen this year, thanks in part to water-saving residents. This development has changed the mission at Smile 90.4 FM. Ridgway, the program manager, told me he ended the water beat.
In Cape Town right now, the conversation has become far broader, and there's so much more information now that the reports themselves were no longer serving the same purpose.
These days, the anchors do a daily index on where the dam levels are and how much water people use. And Pierce Jones has been reassigned to general news. She says it's a sign of the times.
Yeah, maybe it's we can kind of relax now. We've almost done our job, but we do have to keep reminding people. And this water messaging has to be a permanent thing.
Because while day zero has been put off, the water crisis is still very real. For the World, Daniela Cheslow, Cape Town.
It's Milk and Sugar featuring Miriam Makeba, Yama Pata Pata on Smile Breakfast with Bobby.
Love that remix of Miriam Makeba, Pata Pata for some Wata Wata.